And we told them at work as a joke, you know, said, oh, by the way, Jean and I are going to Australia. And they said, oh, well, it just snowballed from them, really. We went down for interview and they said, well, we filled all these questions in. And they said, now you're exactly what we're looking for. He says, we want young, unattached ladies to go out to Australia. And this gentleman said, the conditions were that you had to go for 2 years, and if you came back, you had to refund the fare, obviously. So he said, now we know that you young folk, you half the time, you're just going out for a two-year holiday, which is quite true. But he said, we're prepared to take the risk. He said, we think you'll like Australia and you won't come back. But he said, if you do, fair enough. But he said, we're prepared to take the risk. So we had our medicals and had our injections and everything. And the people at work got the idea we were going to Australia. And at that time, there again, we had a lot of local Australian doctors over doing their 6 months training in gynaecology. And of course, they all came, oh, I believe you're going to Australia. Well, you know, will you go and see my mother? And she lives in Adelaide. And they gave us all these addresses. So one thing just led to the other. And within 6 months, the letter came through the post, you know, a passage has been arranged. And that was it. We were booked on the Oronce to go out to Australia.